spoken word music occupies the space between rhythm and blues and hip-hop. Fans say it can convey a mood and a message in ways that other genres can't. A new recording project unites the talents of Lansing musicians in a spoken word offering called Speak Life, the Spoken Word Collection, Volume 1. Scott Pohl talked with a couple of the artists involved, and one of them's been a Live Music Friday guest here on Current State.
That's right, Mark. Twyla Birdsong is a singer who represented Lansing at the International Blues Challenge in Memphis last January. I went to the festival and spent some time with Twyla and her band. Tyler Jensen played keyboards with her on that trip. Tyler Jensen organized this spoken word project, and Twyla Birdsong was there to help.
Tyler Jensen, welcome to Current State.
Thank you for having me.
I wanted to ask you what it is about spoken word music that attracts you.
I think it's just the general ease of it. It's the freedom of it. It's very free-flowing. It's not super structured, but it's not just completely loose. It's where it needs to be.
Tell me about the artists we hear on this project.
Pretty much all the artists on the project are local. They're people that I've worked with in the past and just kind of asked if they just do it, and they said yes, without any pay, thankfully. So very talented people, very great people. I can't even complain. I'm very happy with the project and what they did.
Well, let's go over them one by one a little bit, at least the ones who, as I understand it, are speaking on the recording. Okay. Tell me about Kami.
Kami, I originally met at a gig, and she knew the person I was playing with. Just kind of talked to her afterwards, and she mentioned that she did quite a few things, and one of those was spoken word. And I happened to have a piece of music, probably like maybe even the next year, and just hit her up and see if she was willing to do it, and she said yes.
In every way, I am unique. Not that kind of, ooh, she's a, no. Not that word that we like to geek or freak or fake or play like it's not that way to some in the world of many who easily want to be the same. I am unique.
And Maya Dillard.
Maya Dillard was recommended to me by a friend, and ended up meeting with her at Panera Bread, and she said she was down to do it, and first time recording her and listening to her, she was, wow. I was in for a surprise.
When the symphony of life reverberates through the concert hall of your mind, every seat assigned, every ticket sold, overwhelmed by what's happening, when you have reached capacity, behold the baseline. When the energy within you, after everything you've been through, begins to crescendo, behold the baseline.
Who's Miles Young?
Miles Young is a guy out of Jackson. He stays here in Lansing, Michigan, and happened to have done a show with him in the past. It was great chemistry. We just kept up with each other, and I've done some stuff for him. He's done some stuff for me, and we're just good friends.
He's the only male voice we hear on the recording.
Yes, he is. Yep.
Yeah.
They say we should talk about it. Talk about this, talk about that. Well, maybe we should. My perspective. Living life, I've noticed most people have a tendency to try their hardest to remain consistent in the terms of their personality. Most people want to be known for either things they feel are cool or awkwardly accepted. Though I see no real harm in this, I have sort of a different approach. Yeah, I believe it's healthy to reinvent yourself through the pivotal phases in your life.
All right, now the other female voice our listeners are familiar with, Twyla Birdsong, has been on Current State. She's performed on a Live Music Friday with us.
Nice.
People are used to hearing her sing the blues. Mm-hmm. Tell me about getting her involved in a spoken word project.
Well, I just asked her, and she said she had never done it before, but I felt like she could do it just because her tone of voice. Like, I know she had never done it before, but like hearing her tone of voice and like hearing her talk and like rehearsals and stuff, I'm like, I think she could honestly pull it off, and she did.
When I feel that no one cares, when I've reached out so many times and no one's there, when I've lost all hope,
when I've given all I had to give, just to realize my efforts had no return to yield.
Twyla Birdsong, tell me what inspired this particular song.
This song, I had been sitting on for a while. I wrote it few years ago. The name of it was Borrow Some Hope. And I had given it to a couple of musicians and never heard anything back to try and get some melody for it. But when Tyler, he contacted me, wanted me to be part of this project, and I was trying to think of something to write for. And pretty much last minute, I was like, well, let me grab these lyrics. And I took it with me to the studio and kind of like just rearranged some things and just went into the studio, and it worked out really well.
People who've seen the Twyla Birdsong band are familiar with you doing, I'd use the word standards, songs mm-hmm. that they're familiar with, mm-hmm. may not be aware that you do some songwriting. Do you mm-hmm. do a lot of songwriting?
I do. I consider myself really good at lyrics and pretty much poetry. I've done that all my life. But as far as songwriting, I do struggle with that because it's a certain standard for it, and I'm not school learned with it. So I struggle with that. But as far as words, I like to talk. I like to put some words together, and I do like to write. I enjoy writing.
It makes me curious about what you might be thinking when you say yes to a project like this, because your mm-hmm. fans are used to hearing you. You're a blues shouter, and people mm-hmm. really like that about mm-hmm. you and your band. This is a different side of Twyla Birdsong. Mm-hmm. Are you hoping that will send a new message to your fans and maybe bring some new fans into mm-hmm. checking out your blues work?
Intentionally, I didn't do it consciously to do that, but I definitely say yes to it because I'm open to new projects. I'm open to stretching myself. And I don't consider myself really a blues artist because my background really is gospel. And then many people don't know this about me, but I was about 5 years in orchestra. So I have that classical feel also. But I love music.
I can't help but think that it might draw in some younger listeners now, too.
Yeah, I think so. Like my daughter, I let her listen to it, and of course they love that. It's like that neo soul kind of vibe, and I love it because I grew up listening to a wide range of music. Country, I love some country, so don't be surprised if you hear me do some country later on. But yeah,
Twyla Birdsong, I love this song. Thanks.
Thank you.
We're talking with Lansing musician Tyler Jensen. His new recording project is called Speak Life: The Spoken Word Collection, Volume 1. When we listen to these spoken word recordings, who wrote these words? Were each of these individuals involved in writing these words? Were they ad-libbed? How did that play out?
100%. Like, I sent them the music and told them, talk about whatever you want to talk about. Like, I just wanted to be uplifting. I wanted to be encouraging. And they just delivered. But yeah, I just told them, write what you feel. And I feel like it'll be great. I had confidence in them.
Is spoken word popular in Lansing in terms of recordings, maybe live performance too? How much of an audience do you think there is for spoken word here?
Well, the thing is with spoken word in Lansing, in my opinion, I think there's like a serious audience for it yet. There just isn't really an outlet yet. Like, there's artists out there. There's venues to do it at. It's just like not official. Nobody's really pushed it to like make it happen.
All right, now, you called this project Speak Life, the Spoken Word Collection, Volume 1. That seems to indicate that you're planning to keep doing this. There will be Volume 2, Volume 3, Volume 4.
Yeah, hopefully in the future. I don't want to, you know, guarantee it or anything like that. You never know where life's going to take you, but I'd definitely be down to do it in the future, and I think the people on the project would be too.
How can people hearing this find this recording?
It's on tylerjensen.bandcamp.com.
Let's make sure they spell Jensen right. It's J-E-N-S-O-N.
S-O-N,
right?
Yeah.
And we'll link to it at WKAR.org.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yep.
We've been talking with Lansing musician Tyler Jensen. His new recording project is called Speak Life, the Spoken Word Collection, Volume 1. Thanks, Tyler.
Thank you for having me.
Good luck with the project.
All right. Thank you.
For Current State, I'm Scott Pohl.
Understanding me, I can understand.